Thank you all very much for coming. We're reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 10, text 17. Katam vidyam aham yogim tvam sada parichintayam keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya. Katam vidyam aham yogim
katam vidyam aham yogim
tvam sada parichintayam
keshu
keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya katam vidyam aham yogim
katam vidyam aham yogim
tvam sada parichintayam
keshu
keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya.
Katam vidyamaham yogim
katam vidyamaham yogim
tvam sada parichintayam keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya.
Katam vidyamaham yogim
katam vidyamaham yogim
tvam sada parichintayam
keshu केशु केशु चावेशु
चिंतयोसि
भगवन् मया
कथं विद्याम् अहं
योगिं
त्वां
सदा परिचिन्तयन्
केशु
केशु च भावेषु
चिंतयोसि
भगवन् मया
कथं
विद्यामहं योगिं
त्वां
सदा परिचिन्तयन्
केशु
केशु च भावेषु
चिन्तयोसि
भगवन् मया कथं विद्यामहं योगिं
त्वां
सदा परिचिन्तयन्
केशु
केशु च भावेषु चिन्तयोसि भगवन् मया
कथं विद्यामहं योगिं
कथं विद्यामहं योगिं
त्वां
सदा परिचिन्तयन्
केशु
केशु च भावेषु
चिन्तयोसि
भगवन् मया
कथं विद्यामहं योगिं
कथं विद्यामहं योगिं
त्वां
सदा परिचिन्तयन्
केषु
केषु च भावेषु
चिन्तयोसि
भगवन् मया
कथं
How vidyamaham
shall I know?
Yogin.
O Supreme Mystic.
Tvam. You.
Sada.
Always.
Parichintayan.
Thinking of.
Keshu. In which.
Keshu. In which.
Cha.
Also.
Bhaveshu.
Natures.
Chintyaha.
Asi.
You are to be remembered.
Bhagavan.
O Supreme.
Maya.
By me.
O Krishna.
O Krishna, O Supreme Mystic.
Not responsible, please. Just listen. We did the word for word, now we're on the translation. O Krishna, O Supreme Mystic, how shall I constantly think of you, and how shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered, O Supreme Personality of Godhead? Purport. As it is stated in the previous chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is covered by his Yoga Maya. Only surrendered souls and devotees can see him. Now, Arjuna is convinced that his friend Krishna is the Supreme Godhead. But he wants to know the general process by which the all-pervading Lord can be understood by the common man. Common men, including the demons and atheists, cannot know Krishna because he is guarded by his Yogamaya energy. Again, these questions are asked by Arjuna for their benefit. The superior devotee is concerned not only for his own understanding, but for the understanding of all mankind. So Arjuna, out of his mercy, because he's a Vaishnav and devotee, is opening for the common man the understanding of the all-pervasiveness of the Supreme Lord. He addresses Krishna specifically as Yogin, because Sri Krishna is the master of the Yogamaya energy by which he is covered and uncovered to the common man. The common man who has no love for Krishna cannot always think of Krishna. Therefore, he has to think materially. Arjuna is considering the mode of thinking of the materialistic persons of this world. The words Keshu Keshu Chapaveshu refer to material nature. The word Pava means physical things. Because materialists cannot understand Krishna spiritually, they are advised to concentrate the mind on physical things and try to see how Krishna is manifested by physical representations. Om Jnana Timidam Tasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raghunatham Vikamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Shavadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranavani Hari Priye Vancha Gopitaru Vyasya Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vaishnavi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tatam vidyam aham yogins. Tvam sada parichintayami. Keshu keshu jubhaveshu. Chintyosi bhagavan maya. This chapter is called the Vibhuti Yoga chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Vibhuti means specific opulences of the Lord. In the previous verse, Arjuna has asked Lord Krishna, please tell me in detail about your vibhutis, your specific opulences, by which you pervade the entire material universe. Now he explains why he wants the Lord to tell him this. It's for remembering the Lord, thinking of the Lord. Parichintayan. Chintayan means thinking. Parichintayan. Concentrating. Always sada parichintayan. Always thinking of Krishna. This is the number one rule for the practice of devotional service. Smartavyam satatam Vishnu vi smartavyam ajatu chit. Then sarva vidhi nisheda syur etayor evaking kuraha. There are basically two rules. There are so many rules. You read Nectar of Devotion, there's big lists of rules. Don't do this, do this, don't do this, do this. But they all boil down to two rules. Smartavyam satadam Vishnu. Always think of Vishnu or Krishna. And Vismartavyam najatu chit. Never forget Krishna. Sarva vidhi nisheda syur. There are two things, vidhi and nisheda. The positive rules and the prohibitions. So all of the positive rules come down to one positive rule, always think of Krishna. And all the negative rules boil down to one negative rule, never forget Krishna. Sarva vidhi nisheda syur, etayor eva kinkara. All the other rules and regulations are servants of these two principles. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So, Arjuna, how should we remember Krishna? How are we remember Krishna always? Because Krishna is covered. Katam vidyam aham yogins. Srila Prabhupada explains here that yogi means the person who has control of the yoga maya shakti. What is yoga maya? Yoga maya is that potency by which Krishna is sometimes revealed and sometimes concealed. Or partly revealed, partly concealed. Earlier in the chapter, in the Bhagavad Gita, the ninth chapter, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavritaha Mutoyo Yam Navijanati. Mutoyo Navijanati, then. Mutoyam Navijanati. Mamabhuta Maheshu. Mamabhuta Maheshu. Seventh chapter.
Verse number 25, Maharaj.
Okay.
Loko
Mama Jamavya. Okay. So the meaning is, now I'm not manifest to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. I'm not manifest to everyone. Naham Prakasha Sarvasya. Yoga Maya Samavrita. I'm covered from view by Yogamaya. Just if you want to meet any big man, it's not so easy. There's a screening process. There's a guard, first of all, at the gate. Who are you? Where are you going? Who are you going to see? I'm going to see such and such. Then you get to the building. Then there's a buzzer. Oh, who is this? Yes, all right, come on. Then you get to the office. Then the secretary is there. What is your business? Do you have an appointment? No, I'm sorry, he's very busy. Because the big man doesn't want to be pestered by anyone and everyone. He knows who he wants to see, and the rest of the people can get lost. Even in the material world, there's some screening. So Krishna doesn't reveal himself. He's the biggest person, supreme person. So he's not very easy to get to see either. If we can't even see some so-called big man of this material world. Seeing Krishna, there must be some qualification. And some disqualification also. The disqualification is to be a mudha. Mudho yam na vijanati. The mudhas are not able to understand Krishna. Vimudha nanupashyanti. Because seeing spiritually means seeing through the eyes of the authorities. Seeing by following, not by going ahead on the strength of one's own power, but by following. The followers of the devotees of Krishna can gain entrance into the association of Krishna. Yatanto those who are endeavoring but who are not qualified by devotional service, even though they're endeavoring, are unintelligent, acetasa. They're unintelligent because they're not thinking of Krishna, or they're not following the authorized process for understanding Krishna. So they may endeavor, but they're covered by the yoga maya. Even the impersonalists, they try to see God or know God, but for them, the personal feature of the Absolute Truth, the personality of Godhead, is uncovered. Hiranmayena patrena satyasya pihitam mukham. The golden effulgence, the glaring effulgence of the Brahmajyoti blinds the impersonalists, so they can't see the personality of Godhead. They want to see this great light, so that's what they see. And therefore they can't see anything else. When you're walking, if someone turns on his bright lights, you're blinded. Or when you're driving, if the opposite party car coming your way shines his bright lights on you, it's dangerous. You can't see. But when this bright light of the Brahmajyoti is shined into the eyes of the impersonalists, they're blinded and they can't see the personality of God. They're covered because they're actually anti-Krishna. Even if they make a show of worshiping Krishna or whatever, but when their philosophy is to merge with the Supreme, that ultimately the Supreme has no form, no qualities, no activities, no name, no this, no that. That means that they're against the personality of Godhead. And because they're against the personality of Godhead, the Yoga Maya hides him. Satyasya Pintam Mukham. Mukham in the Upanishads. Mukham means face. So the devotee prays, please show me your face. Please show me your Satchidananda Vigraha. But for the determined impersonalists, they don't want to see his Satchidananda Vigraha. They think his Satchidananda Vigraha is Maya. So therefore, Yoga Maya covers the Lord. Why should I show myself to you? You're not actually interested in me. You want to see the Brahma Jyoti. See that? See that? Therefore, they're not able to see the personality of Godhead. The materialists are not able to see the Lord. The impersonalists are not able to see the Lord. The premanjana chudita bhakti vilochane santasa daiva vidyeshu vilokayati. The pure devotees can see the Lord because their eyes are anointed with bhakti, with pure devotional service. Therefore, they can see Krishna. They can see Krishna. Sadana eva, always. They never lose sight of Krishna because they're always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Even if Krishna is not physically present before them, still they're seeing Krishna. When Krishna left the gopis, they were still seeing Krishna. They were performing the pastimes of Krishna. They were remembering the activities of Krishna. So that means they were seeing Krishna by their Krishna consciousness. Or when Krishna left Vrindavan, the Vrajvasis never stopped seeing Krishna. Although externally it seemed that Krishna was no longer present before them, they were seeing Krishna everywhere. Because everything reminded them of Krishna. Krishna did this here, Krishna did this here. Krishna used to like these flowers, Krishna played here, Krishna was herding his cows there. Whatever they saw Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example that the child has grown up, but the mother sees the shoes of the child, little baby shoes. So she's seeing the child, seeing the baby. He may be, 42 now, but still, by seeing the little shoes, she's seeing the child. Because she's thinking. So by seeing anything, the pure devotees are reminded of Krishna. Everything reminds a devotee of Krishna. Krishna's philosophy, Krishna's words, Krishna's devotional service, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's energies, Krishna's everything. So the sadā chintayam, pari chintayam, the devotees, pure devotees, are always absorbed in thinking of Krishna. This is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. But Arjuna represents himself as being one of the conditioned souls of this material world. And he asks, how can we always think of him? Vyapyatishtasi. How is it that you're pervading this whole material world? Please explain that. Please provide a way that we can think of you. Especially because we're always absorbed in thinking of material things. The tourists, they go to see in America the Grand Canyon, or they go to see Mount Everest, or they go to see the sunset over such and such place, or they go to see the moon, the full moon over the Taj Mahal, or they go to see something, the Niagara Falls or Victoria Falls. So many wonderful things in nature that they'll spend money, they'll do so many things to go see, but they won't go to see Krishna in the temple. They won't go to see saintly persons. They'll go to see some big tree. They'll go to see the zoo, and they'll see elephants and giraffes and zebras and poisonous snakes. Mm-hmm. That they'll go see. But they're not interested in seeing Krishna. Even if they supposedly believe in God. But seeing God is not a high priority item on their agenda. To go to the zoo and see the zebra, that's important. To see God, that would be nice also, but we're not going to worry about that. Because our family wants to go see the zebra, so we're going to go see the zebra. And what benefit do they get? They see the zebra and they say, ooh. They see the snakes and they say, ooh. And that's it. There's no great benefit. Only they can come back and say, we saw. What else did you say? Oh, we saw this. But that's it. They saw, but they didn't see anything. Pashyanapi napashyati. They saw so many things, but they didn't see anything. They saw the great mountain. They saw the big lake. They saw whatever it was. And they said, oh, it was so wonderful. But there's no benefit for them. So now Lord Krishna is being requested, please tell us how we can see you in the things of this material world, so that we can always think of you. Please help us travel on the path toward pure devotional service by allowing us to see you, even in the things of this world. That's also possible by the grace of Yogamaya. Yogamaya conceals Krishna, and Yogamaya also reveals Krishna. That's her function, to conceal or to reveal. So Arjuna is asking, please, you're the master of the Yogamaya potency, please explain how it will be possible to see you. Vyapya, everywhere, pervading everything. That's what we want to see. Yogamaya reveals, Yogamaya conceals, Yogamaya sometimes does both. Yogamaya was allowing Kamsa to see Krishna, but although he was able to see Krishna, he couldn't understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's still thinking, somehow I have to kill Krishna. Krishna's killing Putana Rakshasi, Krishna's killing Danakasura, Krishna's killing Aghasura, Krishna's killing Keshi demon, Krishna's killing so many demons. And still, Kamsa doesn't get it. He doesn't understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's some verses there in Nectar of Devotion that maybe he's defeated some water snake, so what's the big deal? He's lifted a hill probably with some help from the other people in Vrindavan. He can't understand. Can't understand. So even though he was seeing Krishna, he couldn't understand. Because Yogamaya is covering. Or sometimes for the benefit of the devotees also, Yogamaya covers. The cowherd boys are playing with Krishna. Sometimes they divide up into teams. And the losing team has to carry the winning team on their shoulders. So sometimes Krishna is on the losing side also. And he has to carry his friends like Sridham or Sudham on his shoulders. So that's only possible by the grace of Yogamaya. If Sridham and Sudham are thinking that Krishna is Bhagavan, He's the ultimate form of Vishnu. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate controller of this entire cosmic, the entire cosmic manifestation, the Supreme Worshipable Personality. And how can they play with him? And how can they allow Krishna to carry them on his shoulders? It's not possible. Not possible at all. But it becomes possible by the grace of Yoga Maya, by which they're seeing Krishna, and they're not realizing that Krishna is the Personality of Godhead. When the Krishna is playing with his friends, Krishna sometimes plays as a king. Children play, "Now I'll be the king." Or sometimes he plays like God. Now he's God. Today Krishna can be God. But the Chowder Bowery boys are not thinking that actually Krishna is God. When Krishna is rescued from, or when Krishna survives the attack of some demon, and Yashodamaya is thinking, "Oh, God has saved my child." Or if Krishna does something wonderful, then the coward men are speculating that maybe one of the demigods has appeared among us as Krishna. They can't understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because that would spoil the loving dealings. How can, even same thing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that one time a Brahmin, I forget whether it was in a dream, no, I think it was not in a dream, actually so. Some Brahmin came, learned Brahmin, and he said to Jagannath Mishra that you're chastising your son, you're punishing him for something, or you're telling him, "Do this, don't do that. Don't you know that your son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead?" And Jagannath Mishra said, "Whatever he may be, I have to teach him how to behave." That means that Yoga Maya is covering Krishna's identity as the Supreme Lord, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity as the Supreme Lord, to create the right opportunity, to create the environment in which these loving exchanges can take place in friendship, in parental love, in conjugal love. These are not possible without the grace of Yoga Maya. When Krishna is accused of eating earth by his Balaram, his brother and his friends, "Krishna's eating earth, Krishna's eating earth," they told on him. So Yashodamayi says to Krishna, "Yeah, you've been, your friends say that you're eating earth, open your mouth, let's see." So that she looks in, she sees earth is there, Mars is there, Venus is there, Sun is there, Moon is there, everything is there. She's there, Vrindavan is there, everything's there within Krishna's mouth. She starts to wonder, "What am I seeing?" Then Yoga Maya covers her. She says, "All right, stop this nonsense and no eating earth again." That's Yoga Maya's action. Just to keep, to preserve the environment in which the loving dealings can be exchanged. Yashodamayi is thinking Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can she chase him with a stick? Tie him up? But Krishna enjoys it. Krishna enjoys these expressions of love when his gopi friends are criticizing him. He enjoys that more than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. everyone's offering, oh God, oh Supreme Lord, that's all right. But when a pure devotee in spontaneous loving devotional service criticizes the Lord enjoys it more. Just like in ordinary affairs, when a man is praised by the public, then he appreciates it. But when his wife criticizes him in joking mood, then he enjoys it more. In little tasty dealings in household or life, the wife will criticize the husband in a certain way. And the husband will, in a joking mood, and the husband will enjoy it. Or Krishna, he criticized, he tried to create such a joking mood with Rukmini. Actually, so many big, big men wanted to marry you, qualified kings and princes, Shishupal especially. And I don't know what got into you, but somehow or other you had the idea of marrying me. But I'm not very qualified. I'm a coward. I ran from the battlefield. And I'm so afraid of the kings that I kept my city out in the ocean where they can't get me. Nobody knows whether I'm a Brahmin or whether I'm a Kshatriya or a Vaishya. I'm not sure whether I'm the son of Nanda Maharaj or the son of Vasudeva. I'm really not a very qualified person at all. So you made a mistake, you married the wrong husband. But it's not too late, better late than never. You can divorce me and accept one of the more qualified candidates. So Krishna's intention was to have her retaliate with some sharp words. But that's not Rukmini's nature. She's very mild. Satyabhama, no problem. She has a feisty nature. So she'll let him have it. But Rukmini's very gentle. So she just fainted. She just fainted. So then Krishna revived her and said some soothing words. I didn't mean that, actually. I just wanted to have some fun. So these things are there. Krishna enjoys these dealings with his devotees in spontaneous love. These things cannot be imitated by the less advanced devotees, or should not be imitated by the less advanced devotees. These spontaneous expressions of devotional service appear on the platform where one is free from kama, krodha, lobha, mada, moha, matsarya, free from material desire, free from material contamination by the modes of passion and ignorance, material goodness. They appear automatically on the pure platform, on the transcendental platform. They can be imitated by those who are still affected by the material modes, but then it's not the genuine thing. Then it's an imitation. That's called prakriti sahajya. Sahajya means very easy or cheap. And to get a diamond is not so easy. To get plastic jewelry is cheap, easy. So prakriti means materialistic. The devotees who are not freed from the material platform, but who show symptoms of ecstasy, imitating the great devotees, are on the mundane, cheap platform. Very easily, they display what can actually be achieved only by the pure devotees. There was some incident in the life of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who was Paramhansa, and was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He was keeping himself in some hut or some insignificant place, and some other person imitating Babaji Maharaj also came out and got himself a little kutir, and he's also chanting in ecstasy, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But without actually having the spiritual realizations. So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj said that you can't have a child just by entering the maternity room. Right? Anyone can enter the any woman can enter the maternity room, but that doesn't mean she's going to give birth to a child. So similarly, anyone can dress like a great sadhu or make a show of rolling on the ground and crying or any of those symptoms of ecstasy, or can pretend, oh, I'm seeing Krishna. Krishna tapped me on the shoulder. We hear things sometimes, especially if you go to Vrindavan, you can find all sorts of unusual people. But Srila Rupa Goswami has warned us, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Panchatra Vidimena Vaikantiki Harir Bhaktir Uttataya Vakopate. A real devotee follows the directions of the Shruti, Smriti, Puranas. It's Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunathas Goswami. Externally, they were following all of these rules and regulations more than we could do. But internally, they were spontaneously absorbed in their personal relationship with Krishna. They didn't make a big show externally. Oh, Krishna's tapping me on the shoulder. Krishna's whispering in my ear. Internally, these things were there. Externally, they presented themselves just like the most serious practitioners of bhakti yoga, most serious in following the rules and regulations. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Panchatra Vidimena. If one gives up following, if one disregards the rules and regulations of the Vedic literature, then his so-called Hari Bhakti is just a disturbance. These things are there. For every real devotee, there'll be so many pretenders also. One has to learn to discriminate between those who are genuinely following the process of devotional service, those who are genuinely advanced, and those who are making a show, or especially those who are disregarding the principles of bhakti yoga and just trying to attract cheap adoration. Yes. So the process for becoming a pure devotee is anupashyanti, to see by following. Did that room, other room close or something, so that the children no longer have a place in there? anupashyanti. So the genuine devotees have to see by following the following in the footsteps of the great souls. Mahajanayana, Mahajanayena, Gatasapanta. One has to see by becoming the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Not by becoming great. Not by becoming falsely proud. But Trinadapi Sunichena to Amanina Amandana Kirtanesa. This is the path recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this chapter, Lord Krishna will describe different ways to see him. He'll connect himself with these material things. And he'll say that among such and such category of things, I'm this, I'm the best. Among animals, I'm the lion. Raganam Jamgendroham. Among immovable things, I'm the Himalayas. Among fish, I'm the shark. So finally, yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shri madurjita meva va tat tade bhavagaccha tvam mamate jamsa sambhava. Whenever we see anything great or wonderful, beautiful, opulent, we can think that this is only a tiny manifestation of a part of the energy of Krishna. And by thinking of Krishna in this way, even while in the material world, even something negative, among cheats, I'm gambling. Gambling is not very good, but that's also another side of Krishna. Everything. Wherever there's anything exceptional, Krishna is present. In this way, Krishna will give us some hints. Finally, he'll say, Pratanyata Guru Shrestha. I'm only going to give you the headlines because there's too much to tell you. I can't tell you all of my opulences, but I'll give you some sample. That will be enough. One time some devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, is this universal form, is that just for this one universe? Prabhupada said, one universe is enough for you. So Krishna gives us enough so that we can always think of him and be Krishna conscious wherever we go. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Getting a little late, but we can take some. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Maharaj, in your concluding part of the lecture, you spoke about Prakrit Sahajiya, and you mentioned that one must know how to discriminate who is genuine and who is not genuine. So, Maharaj, the question is how one can actually discriminate, because in this age, you know, there are.
How can one discriminate between the genuine and not genuine? You have to read the books and learn the science. How can you tell the difference between gold and fool's gold? There's something called fool's gold, which looks like gold, but it's not. How can you tell the difference? If you know the science, you can tell. There's ways to test. How can you tell between a diamond, a false diamond, and a real diamond? You look in the store and they say, this is a very rare diamond. You say, okay. But if you really know, you look at that and say, this is junk. You have to know, otherwise you'll be fooled. Those books are there, science is there, and take advantage, and then you'll know what's what. The sentimentalists, who think that bhakti just means something in the heart, but who don't use their intelligence, will be fooled by some lovey person with a beard. There's so much cheating is going on. I can think of some names, but I'll skip them. But they're big cheaters, and you know, they talk about Radha Krishna praying and all of this kind of stuff. But they're cheaters. But we won't know that they're cheaters if we don't know the science. But we don't want to be cheated if we want to get the real thing. Then the books are there to understand.
Okay. We got a few cheaters actually. Some general public people, they also lose faith on the sadhus.
Well, that's their stupidity. You know, they got sold imitation diamonds and now they think there's no such thing as a diamond anymore. Or else there is such a thing, but I'll never get it. And so, you know, they just forget the whole thing. I don't care about diamonds anyway. It's the jackal and the grapes. The jackal was jumping for the grapes, and when he couldn't get them, he said, the grapes are sour. So they're sour grape people. They couldn't get a bona fide guru, and now every guru is bogus. But they should know what is what. There's so many pretending to be devotees or pretending to be God. People are so foolish. They can't even understand who God is. Somebody comes and does a little magic show and they think that he's God. I have some film clips of one of these sly babas who pretends to be God. And on the film clips, you see him doing these wonderful things, you know, manifesting a shalagram shila out of nowhere, manifesting a watch or jewelry. And I have a devotee friend who's a magician by trade, and he was watching the videos. He said, he's not even a good magician. You know, what to speak of being God? He's not even a good magician. Krishna is the master of all mysticisms. This guy's not even a master of magic, of magic tricks. Because you can see how he's doing it. His videos he's captured. And anybody who knows a little bit about magic says, okay, here's how he's doing it. But the innocent people who don't know are very impressed. Oh, he must be God. Tasmat Shastra Prabhupada, therefore one should know what is what from the Shastra. Getting a little late, shall we stop here? Okay. Thank you all very much. All the rest you should have.